Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Adam Schefter on ESPN Radio. Aaron Rodgers didn't like his wrist injury getting out. And the reason why we didn't find out about the results of his test yesterday was because the Rodgers camp, meaning Aaron Rodgers, was tightening the circle.
Now, how many people are in this camp? It's him, maybe his agent. Who else?
Maybe his wife, if she exists.
Where would you put the odds on that right now? Percentage chance?
I don't think it's 100%, to be honest with you. Some of the context clues make me think about that conspiracy
theory. Pretty tight circle. Is it even a circle if it's two people? That's more like a straight line or like a, you know, just a line segment. Either way, hold on. So not that I feel bad for Adam Schefter ever about anything.
Getting stonewalled.
Yeah, who cares? Whatever. So Rodgers would rather just have people think he took a hard hit, then got taken out of the game, but no explanation whatsoever
also,
was given.
Also, Aaron's been in the league for over 20 years. We're not talking about the NHL when you can flat out hide injuries and when
there
your
are a lot of people
injured,
who gamble
say it's
on
a
this
lower
stuff.
Body
yes.
injury. Exactly.
There are a lot of people who gamble on this stuff. The NFL demands transparency. Oh, you want special rules for yourself now? You'd rather either people just think that your head coach took you out because you sucked?
The Ravens just got fined for this with Lamar Jackson and what they did with him during practice and then their injury report.
This is an absurd look by Rodgers, in my opinion.
It is, but
it's bizarre. It's very much on brand for him. It's a weird look.
Can I, on a bigger picture based off of this kind of strange report, ask a broader question to you and all the Steelers fans out there watching and listening, YouTube, or 93.7 The Fan, Twitter and X page, which you can watch there. On YouTube, you can actually comment as the show goes along. If you can't get to a normal radio, those are different ways to watch it. Some people actually prefer listening and watching the show in those more modern places. Are we on Instagram yet, streaming, or is that, will that ever
happen? IG Live?
Yeah. Is that possible?
I'm
not on Instagram.
It's definitely somewhere where we could go and do that. I think like Twitter is where
more people...
Is that
a brave new world for us, potentially?
No, I mean, oh God, no. Have you seen Ben Tenuta, who does all of our, you know, audiovisual stuff on there? He's got like 230,000 followers.
So he's got to be making bank on Instagram.
If he wants to make money off of his IG account, like
he
can charge a
ton.
I would imagine he could make several hundred thousand a year off of like sponsored posts.
Man, I wish I could do that.
Can you imagine him just getting in front of a camera and doing a well-produced video where he's like, let me tell you something right now. People forget Flamin' Hot Cheetos are tough.
Yeah, I feel like
forget about their colon health. That's why.
I feel like I'm 100 years old because I don't get a lot of the things that people in their teenage years and early 20s say. Like this whole 6'7 business,
I don't understand it. Lennox's birthday
I feel like
is
the oldest fogey of all time right now when I say that.
I still don't know what it means. I'm aggressively trying to not find out what it means, but I know Lennox's birthday is tomorrow and he's turning 7 and Alex has a shirt for him that has like a 6 and a 7 and like off, she made it, I think.
Yeah.
In like an off-kilter, off-centered way, the way people move their hands, and it says Lennox was 6 and now he's turning 7 and I'm just like,
he's loving it.
All I know about it.
Is that a joke for her or is that something he's going to do?
I think he's into it because I hear him muttering like, oh, 6'7". And I'm like,
I don't
The only thing that I can say for it in a positive way is people who do know what it means, who never say what it means,
yep,
say that it's harmless.
I'm gonna give my opinion and I want to know if you guys agree with it or not.
All right.
I think the Aaron Rodgers honeymoon is over. I think it lasted for about half the season. I think that it all it took was that one bad game against the Chargers. And he didn't play better against the Bengals for a half. They did come right out and score, which is good. But then the offense went right back to looking like it did for the most part.
Against a horrible defense.
You know, other than Darnell Washington taking the souls of three Bengals players. Outside of that, the offense pretty much was stuck in park. And when he left the game, the next quarterback came in and got a standing ovation and had fans chanting his name like he was Rocky Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
And he played great. And now I think some of these Rodgers idiosyncrasies and some of his kind of eccentric qualities as an NFL player and as a quarterback, I'm not talking about any of his views outside of football, but just the way he comports himself. And like, there were people that came up to me, multiple people at our event last night, who started to talk about the way he reacts after a misplay as a negative. Like the way he snaps and kind of flies off the handle when something doesn't go right. He misses a completed pass and you can't tell when the camera pans to him if he's cursing and screaming at the receiver, the line,
the OC,
himself, the OC, the head coach, all of the above. Some of the above.
The general shape and state of things.
It's just funny because I think there's a little bit of a contradiction there. He says after games, hey, don't ride the wave. But then during the game, he kind of looks like a basket case sometimes, man. He doesn't have that like Joe Flacco, Eli Manning facial expression is the same whether they're up two touchdowns or down five scores. He's pretty susceptible to, like, freaking out over a missed call. I mean, Tomlin, all he said it after the Packers game. The offense went in the tank after one bad call, and they never really rebounded from it, which was obviously a shot at Aaron Rodgers.
If you think the honeymoon's over, who do you think he's most mad at, the head coach then? Because if they were the union, you know, if they were the duo that
floated around. No, time out. You misunderstood me. I don't mean the honeymoon, like, internally of Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers or the Steelers
with him.
The
honeymoon of I'm just playing my last year.
Oh. I think the fan Aaron Rodgers honeymoon is over. I think fans being like, oh my God, we have Aaron Rodgers. This is so cool. Look at how well he's played for us. I'm so happy we got him here. Okay. Let's sign him up for a second year. Let's run this back. We can do big things with this guy. I think that honeymoon's over. I think all it took was that Chargers game. Okay. In a bad first half against the Bengals. So essentially six quarters and maybe, you know, a little bit of the Colts game sprinkled in there. But not a lot for people to be like, yeah, the backup's better. You know, we're
jarring. The Chargers game was jarring, man. I can't get the image of him throwing to Gainwell and then pirouetting out of the way. So he, like, I don't know. Like, when your older brother, like, is messing with you or something, if you've got an older brother out there and, like, they like, take a shove or hit you when you're, like, a kid, you turn your back instinctively because you don't want to deal with that and don't want to get hit. He looked like somebody who didn't want to get hit by his older brother on that throw. He looked like he had the 1,000-yard stare going. And I don't think Steelers fans are casual viewers of the game. I think they are keen observers of what they see. I got people who will point out, like, a Broderick Jones missed assignment on a play just to make sure I know about it so I can wallow in it. Like, those people all saw the same thing we saw.
I think the new car smell is gone. You know, you notice it when you get in a car that you've had for maybe only a few weeks or a month every time you walk in. And then suddenly one day you're driving around, you're like, wait a minute, I don't smell that anymore. It's gone. It's over with. I think that era of Aaron Rodgers' Steelers career is in the past now. He's being criticized by fans more than ever before. I mean, there was none of that. Like, think about the losses the Steelers had during the early in the season, Seattle, Cincinnati. He wasn't on the list of complaints at all. He wasn't somebody that got blamed or given culpability by fans whatsoever. And probably rightfully so. But it didn't take a lot for fans to say, hey, maybe Mason Rudolph's better than him. It really didn't.
That probably just contributes to why there's a large groundswell of people who just want to see the backup play and probably get the job moving forward. Cut bait. Oh, you got us to 6-4. Great. Let Mason steer the plane home. Coincidentally, against the hardest part of their schedule.
I'm just looking at My buddy Nick writes quarterback power rankings right now on his
Rodgers
show.
Rodgers has fallen to the bottom of the mountain. He's at base camp. Daniel Jones, Caleb Williams, Brock Purdy, Trevor Lawrence, Bo Nix, who recently Broncos fans, I think, thought couldn't actually
Bryce Young
play. He threw for 440, I mean.
Yeah, but before that, he was averaging like 100 yards a game.
He's in the same tier as Davis Mills, Tyler Shuck. Did you see, by the way, what Adam Trautman, the Broncos tight end, said about Bo Nix, like, defending him? He was talking, doing like a... It was pretty good-natured, I think. He was doing a stand-up in front of his locker, and he was asked just about Nix's struggles.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, essentially, he believes in himself. We believe in him. We know what he's got. We don't care what Dragon Slayer 69 is saying while he's sitting there with a 7-Eleven Slurpee in his mom's basement. And then because... Hey, thank you. Let's get... Yeah. But this being 2025, what do you think happened next? Because it was a funny line.
Like, somebody named Dragon Slayer 69 came out of the woodwork?
No, like Trautman clearly said it, having some fun with it. 7-Eleven got the clip and
said... That was my next guess.
I don't know, man. Having a Slurpee and living rent-free with mom sounds like Dragon Slayer 69's crushing it.
I've never had a Slurpee in my entire life.
Neither have I.
Am I missing anything, Don?
No.
Never have one?
I mean, is it the same thing as a slushy?
Pretty much.
How about an icy at the movie theater? Those things were fire back in the day. I think these are all the same thing.
I think these are all the exact, you know.
I need to do my movie theater trick here soon.
Which, for people that don't know, Donnie goes to the local movie theater, only gets popcorn, and then brings the popcorn home to watch.
Outrageous flex by you.
With his fiance. Vic and Hazelwood, who we saw at our event last night, stole that from Donnie and now does it. Vic and Hazelwood, I can't tell the story on the air. I'll tell you off the air.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Donnie.
They're probably looking at some devices that do that and things of that nature. I haven't asked specifically that question. It's about stabilizing it. It's about making sure that he can manage the pain. That doesn't appear to be an issue. Again, having been around him. And then functionality. And so those are the variables.
Mike Tomlin saying there that Aaron Rodgers will probably get fitted for some kind of brace or wrap that he'll wear on his left wrist. Josh Allen broke his wrist in game one of last season and then went on to play with that broken wrist the entire season and win the MVP. So much younger man, I get it, but a guy that plays the game in a very physical, aggressive manner, takes a lot of hits, gives out a lot of hits, and didn't miss any time, and I think didn't show up on the Bills injury report with this hand injury until maybe November or December. People didn't even know about it.
The great ones can fight through injury, Donnie. Kurt Angle won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck, as he was fond of pointing out. It's a true story, Pony. Aaron Rodgers is 41, though, almost 42, and has at various points in time this year shown very little in the way of pain tolerance when it comes to an on-rushing defender.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Here is Michael on the fan. Hello, Mike. Michael?
Hey guys, how you doing today? Yeah,
we're good.
I think it's not a good trade. Let me rephrase that. It was a mistake. We don't really know yet if it was a mistake or not. He has just a history of being such an emotional player. And Aaron Rodgers, I don't think, would be able to throw him the ball enough to make him not be that emotional.
All right, so again, though, I mean, yes, you want a wide receiver that keeps an even keel and has a good temperament and good attitude about things regardless, but there's something another shot at Aaron Rodgers when talking about Dak Prescott. And I think it's super interesting that if I had asked Steelers fans before the season, who's a better quarterback, Dak Prescott or Aaron Rodgers, it would not have been unanimous that Dak Prescott was better. Just would not be. And I'm not talking about career resume. I'm talking about right now. Who's
before
the better
the
between the two? Yes. And now everyone is lining up to say, well, George Pickens is in a better situation because look at how much better Dak is than Aaron Rodgers. And you're obviously one of those.
Yeah, I would have had no problem, even with Dak coming off of an injury plague season, saying it was very evident that Dak Prescott coming into this year was demonstrably better than Rodgers, because he is and was. And I would always, I think that we have an extremely knowledgeable fan base here, but I think sometimes people get caught up in, they watch the Steelers more than they watch any other team, and if they occasionally miss like a game or don't see a Cowboys game, they just say, well, they're the Cowboys, they're dysfunctional. The quarterback has his flaws, but he can fill it up. And for what George Pickens wants, which is stats in a contract year, there aren't that many guys in the entire NFL better than getting them than Dak. He is a big numbers compiler. I think that's actually been used as a slam against him for a lot of his career. It's perfect for what George Pickens needs right this second.
Here is Dorian in McKees Rocks. Hello, Dorian.
Hey, good day, guys.
You too.
My thoughts on Aaron Rodgers is he hasn't been the same since he injured his ankle pushing that blocking sled.
That was Russell Wilson.
Wow.
Thank you, Dorian.
Donnie, can you do me a favor? Can you cut that wow? Can you just...
Did that really just happen?
Can you? I'm being very serious. I ask you to cut a lot of stuff. Can you go back as soon as you're able to?
I'll tell you what,
and just cut the sound of him saying, wow.
That Aaron Rodgers hasn't been the same since he got in that motorcycle accident.
I remember...
That was Big Ben. Oh, wow.
Well, you kind of sound like Mickey Mouse here.
Oh, wow.
What's he going to do next? Aaron Rodgers has progressed a long way since when Hollywood Henderson said he couldn't spoil cat if he spotted him the C and the T. I remember when Turkey Jones slammed him neck first.
That Aaron Rodgers hasn't been the same since Fontez Burfict hit him right. That was Antonio Brown.
He's matured. Wow. He's matured a lot since he fired at that police helicopter.
You know, that Aaron Rodgers hasn't been the same since that deflated football scheme.
Wow. Wow.
That was, you just so nonchalantly said, that was Russell Wilson. Oh, that was so good. There's no coming back from that.
That was a beaut.
All he had was wow.
That was a beaut. Thank you, Donnie.
Yes, I did get my singles crossed there. Those are not the same two people.
That wow was absolutely as good on second hearing as I thought it would be. That was just perfect.
Wow.
That guy couldn't be serious, right? That had to be a joke.
If it was a joke, he executed it flawlessly. If he was serious, it's almost even better. I like it either way, honestly, and I hope Dorian knows that we're laughing along with him and not at him.
Here is this the same Eddie Spaghetti from last night? Hello, Eddie.
Yes, it is. And by the way, this is why I tell people this is not just a sports show. This is a freaking entertainment show. Because that guy was so funny. I called to educate maybe some of your callers. I've had a broken ankle, broken leg, broken left wrist, broken right wrist because I've been riding motorcycles since I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay, and when I had a broken left wrist, it was the left bone. There's 8 bones in your wrist. The left bone next to my pinky on my left wrist, right? And nothing really changed. It wasn't a big deal. On my right wrist, it was the big one next to my thumb.
Okay.
So we don't know which one, and we will never know which one Rodgers has.
Yep.
But when the big one on my right wrist from a motorcycle accident, I couldn't grip anything. I couldn't even grip myself.
Well, we know.
I mean, it was that.
Wow. Okay.
I couldn't even. It comes back to that with my man Eddie Spaghetti again.
Couldn't even grip myself. I should have let him go there. I feel bad I stepped on that.
Wow. He
couldn't even grip himself.
Oh, my God. That is a good, like, I know we're busting his balls, but that is a good point. Like, we don't know. There's not just one bone in that area.
No, there's a bunch of small ones.
Which one it is.
Although he did play with a broken thumb in his throwing hand, we discovered.
Yeah.
And so he might be the kind of guy who, if he can get any kind of grip on it, you know, I think it would be fine. I think in his case, Tomlin seemed to, I don't know, when he made it very clear that Rodgers had, like, already stated his intentions to him, it's pretty obvious that unless Rodgers looks like his wrist is going to fall off, he's going to play.
I agree.
I think there's total veteran deference being done here. Like, as a preamble, though, you know what I mean? Like, he's not even really entertaining strongly the idea that it's a 50-50 proposition. He, if you read between the lines and are experienced at listening to Tomlin and gleaning meaning, he made it very...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Very clear what his intention is.
Time for a Donnie Football Debrief, his biggest football topic of the day for the Ultimate Football Guy, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. If you're in the Bridgeville Collier area tonight, we'll be at Rival Sports Bar from 6:30 to 8 for a big trivia night contest. We've been running that fan versus the fans promotion for a while, and we're going to have the Ultimate Showdown tonight.
I feel like I'm spiked. So it's the three of us versus a listener team.
Yeah.
I feel like, Donnie, if this were a WWE 3-on-3 tag match, you two are D-Von and Bubba Ray, and I'm Spike Dudley. I'm destined to just get thrown through a table in this thing.
But what
metaphorically, of course.
What if they aren't all sports? I mean, you do that little trivia thing on the computer, Malzy. I mean, I think in the grand scheme of things, you're the smartest one of the three if it goes outside of sports.
Maybe you can be that guy with the bow tie from the Dudley brothers. What was that guy's name?
I believe that was
Joel Gertner.
Yeah.
Oh, the quintessential stud muffin.
Didn't we like that guy?
Yeah, yes. We did. Yeah, we did.
We follow each other on Twitter.
What was Gertner's,
is he still alive?
What was Gertner's big line that he would use all the time? He had like an introductory line every time, did he not? You know what I'm talking?
Yeah, I don't know if it's safe for radio.
No.
Yeah, well, now I'm.
Are you thinking of something?
No, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm. I'm conflating or confusing things. Anyway,
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming that was a couple days ago. Streaming now on Paramount Plus is the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming now only on Paramount Plus. Donald, what do you got for us?
The Debrief, November 18, 2025. I thought this would be a fun one. Awful Announcing, who usually puts out like broadcast pair rankings. You'll see them do this with baseball throughout the season. They have put out their top 25 college football pairings for the season. I think a surprising pair at number one.
College football broadcast teams?
College football.
Who's, what's his name? Joel Klatt. Is it him and Gus still?
There's no way because of Gus Johnson.
They barely cracked the top 10.
Okay,
they're number 9.
Antics.
Which I think is fair. Yeah. Oh, my God, was Gus rough during that Indiana-Penn State game.
How about Jason Benetti and Robert Griffin III?
Right behind them at 10.
Ooh.
Benetti's really good. I think RG3 leaves a lot to be desired.
Noah Eagle and Todd Blackledge.
You think they're one?
Yep.
They're two.
So, number one, Joe Tessitore and James.
No.
Nope.
Palmer.
How about, wait, is it still Fowler and Herb Street?
Yes.
I'll just say Fowler and Herbie.
They're third.
Sean McDonough. And McDonough, Greg McElroy.
And Greg McElroy are number one.
McElroy's good. And McDonough's always like good for A, a professional call, and B, a funny moment when his voice inevitably cracks like he's still 14 years old when he gets really pumped up for a play. I think McDonough's just a really, really good play-by-play announcer in general.
He is.
I think McElroy's a little bit like college Greg Olsen, isn't he? He's not trying to get himself over as like some sort of big star, and he's just good at analyzing the game.
He also lost to me in a game of beer pong because he said, game is automatically over if you make that shot behind your back, and I did.
To McElroy?
No, to McDonough.
You played beer pong with McDonough? That deserves a double Starkey finger point.
Oh, yeah. He'd come up and hang out on the Syracuse campus.
Now, when Syracuse broadcasters, who were all so great, when you guys played like beer games, would they like announce those as they were going on?
That would be great.
Students?
Yeah, I mean, your buddies with McDonough, your buddies with Nick Wright.
That would actually be very funny if like wannabe play-by-play people just hone their skills and like really try to get into it. Yeah.
One of my buddies, Jordan Burnfield, is basically the voice of the Horizon League and knows Andy Toole. Is a guy from Chicago, and he would get very drunk in college, and he would just do like acts of life. I don't even know why I'm telling this story, because only like five people in the audience are going to get it, and two of them are talking to me right now, you two, so this is so inside baseball.
Well, come on, keep it going.
But he would just like do breakout and play-by-play of things as Hawk Harrelson while he was doing everyday life things.
So
like he'd finish like making a sandwich and he'd put like the last like
slice of tomato on it.
Or like he'd
fold
smear
the
last piece of mustard on it and be like, you can put it on the board. Yes.
He like finishes hanging up his laundry or something. Last shirt gets folded and put away.
Mercy!
Alexei! I told you guys
somebody
this
one. Would like I'd call and be like, that's a terrible call. No!
I always like that.
Yeah.
I always like that. I told you guys this one, playing in like a weird little thing, like two different golf groups. Like it was me and my group, and ahead of us was Lanny Fritteri.
And
it was
he like called kind of, one of your shots.
It was like an honor system for scoring. And so we get to the 18th hole at Chartiers Country Club because that's where Lanny's a member.
Congratulations on all his success.
And his group has finished up, and we've kept pretty, you know, live scoring essentially. So he knows what we need to do to win. And so I say to him, so Lanny, tell me if I'm adding this right. If I get up and down from here, we win. He goes, yes. So I hit the shot to like, you know, 15 feet. And he is there. And I hit the putt. I happen to make the putt. And like my whole group, each won $10 or whatever off of each person in the other group. And he did like a call of the putt.
Did he say, and there was no doubt about
it? I think he did.
It.
Yeah. When it went in, he said, there was no doubt about it.
That's great.
And honestly, I mean, Child Malzy on the inside is like, this is unbelievable. I just took $10 off of him and he called it like it was the World Series.
Now, did he call it though as if it was golf? Because that's when guys like whisper.
No, he called it like I think he knew that the boys assembled. The boys wanted a vintage Lanny call
it
and he delivered
it
one.
It wasn't like Mueller lines up for a 10-foot putt.
No, he literally when it went
and
in
it's good.
Because it was like a putt that went in right in the center for once in my life. He did call it like I just had buried it, you know. He did a fun call.
That was your Donnie Football Debrief. Here is Tim in the North Hills. Hello, Tim.
Oh, hello. Hey, first off, I want to say I was one of the people who attended last night.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Tim.
And it was wonderful. Awesome. It was wonderful and remarkably well-deserved.
Appreciate that.
Again, I find it to be a tribute not just to you guys and the fans and everybody else, but to the city of Pittsburgh, too.
No doubt.
So, again, without question, congratulations and thank you for last night. Had a wonderful time. And to get to Aaron Rodgers, again, I've said this before, I'm a huge fan of superstars. As long as his brain is working and his right arm is working, if we can get ourselves into the playoffs and have a home, which is most likely a home playoff game because we'll have to win our division, more likely than not, I'm willing to ride with Aaron. You know, again, I believe he can do pull something out of his hat and give us a fighting chance. And I said to the people I got to talk to on your team, this will be the year we're going to get a playoff win, assuming we get into the playoffs. I will stand by that as long as Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback.
So thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Just like that you were there last night. He's never been, other than 2010. He's just not a guy that's known for playoff success.
The big problem he faces is that he appears to become, and it was really indefensible in his prime when like the arm was just truly off the charts great. He would become this incredibly conservative, risk-averse player when he had the arm talent and the know-how to make pretty much any throw at any time, which is what made him so good in the regular season. Like a real head case kind of situation, almost like he didn't want to take the risk and be seen as the reason they lost a game in the playoffs.
He's 7-9 in the playoffs since he beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
The weird part is, too, in that Super Bowl, like there are obviously a lot of things that happen. We focus on the Mendenhall fumble. He made some of the just most absolute nails throws you will ever see. Like guys in pretty good position. What was the one to Jennings, I think?
Oh,
on
yeah.
Third down.
Just Jordy some Nelson like, touchdown.
Yeah, yes. Just some like 10 out of 10 perfectos. And you would think that that level of success would carry him for years in the postseason, and it didn't.
Here's Jason next. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
Hey, man.
What just happened?
Oh, hold on. That's my bad, Jason. Go ahead, Jason.
Try again here.
Okay, I'm going to try to make two quick points, and then I'm going to point the finger and place some blame, and then I'll hang up and
okay, go
what
ahead.
Are the two quick
guys.
Ones? Here, go let's ahead. Go right in.
George Pickens, no, I'm not mad that he's gone. He was, you know, hard to deal with, but he's a young talent, and that's what the Steelers need. As far as Aaron Rodgers, he can kick rocks. He's over. He's old. His footwork is absolutely pathetic. And wow. We're not going to win with that. He's leaning back, throwing balls off one foot. He's just too old. He can't stand.
Wait a minute. I want to go back to your first point. You said,
okay.
You said, you know, I have no regrets about the Steelers trading George Pickens, but he's a young receiver, and that's what we need. So
yes.
If he's young and that's what they need, why would you be okay with them trading him?
Well, that's where the pointing finger comes in at the end.
Okay,
right. Okay so... Mason Rudolph, he can stand tall in the pocket. From what we've seen this past Sunday, he's going to stand tall in the pocket, take his drop, stand tall in the pocket, and get the ball where it needs to go. With what I just described about Aaron Rodgers, that's not happening. So for that reason, I would like to see Mason move forward with the job. And the finger pointing is Omar Khan. Omar Khan knew we needed a number two receiver since he took the job, since before he had the job. Omar Khan knew we needed a number two receiver. Omar Khan is not putting the Steelers in the direction we need to go. He's actually building a team backwards. You want that young talent that I described with George Pickens, young and talented, and then you make them great football players. You do not grab great football players that are old and losing talent, as in your Jalen Ramsey's, your
hey,
Joe
Jason.
Aiden, your Patrick Peterson.
Jason, I enjoy the substance of the call because it was thought out and you've clearly put some time into it, which I like from a caller, and it was authoritative. It just jogged my memory on this one. I think Mike is a big reason why they try to go after some of these established players, although I do remember hearing pretty decisively and from somebody I trust that he was not as behind the Ramsey deal as you might think, that was Omar working a little bit more independently with maybe somebody else in the franchise on it. Somebody said recently the Steelers try to win games. They don't try to plan or build. I agree with that, and they meant it in a derogatory way. They have built this team like they're trying to win some games, not like they're trying to actually build anything long term. I think that's a bad way to go when you're in the straits that they're in right now. Like they are, if you're a team like the Patriots, you should start making moves in the coming year or two. Like you're trying to win immediately. The Steelers don't have that kind of ceiling, and yet they assemble their roster like they think they do.
I think that they are serving too many masters. And I think we'll see if they succeed at the like more macro one. I think what happened was they know they don't have a long-term quarterback solution. They know the draft is here next year. Their moves are somewhat guided by that. They're very mindful of that. But at the same time, they can't bring themselves to have a bad season. So they're trying to achieve both. They're trying to still be competitive and relevant this year while also like maintaining the best outlook for next the next draft, the next offseason, and we'll see what they do with that offseason. But, like, I think there are some teams that would have looked at this year and said, well, we don't really have a quarterback. The draft is here. We can sell that. Let's, you know, just play this year, and if it's 5-12, whatever. That'll give us the best draft position we've ever had under Tomlin. And that's how we got Ben Roethlisberger here, and let's see if that...
But that's what I'm...
If we get lucky
lightning
again.
Strikes, but that's what I mean. They've assembled the team to try to win games and not plan. That's exactly what I'm saying.
But I'm saying they are kind of planning because I think this is the most they've ever thought about. Look, they've always valued first-round picks, but I think they're really, really thinking about how to get a specific position in next year's draft. I don't know how many times they've actually like made decisions in season with a quarterback for the next draft in mind. Probably like never.
But isn't the way to do that to just tank completely?
But they can't bring themselves to do that.
Well, that's
because of Tomlin.
Which goes back to what I'm saying. They're trying to win, not plan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.